Welcome to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for tuning in. And today I'm joined by Vicki Waldrop and Jenny Meadows, who are a part of Hope Distributed here in Harrisonburg in Rockingham County. Vicki is the director of Hope Distributed, and Jenny Meadows is the administrator of Hope Distributed. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank
Great.
You.
Great, thanks, Grayson.
And I have Vicki and Jenny in today just to talk a little bit about Hope Distributed for those who aren't aware of Hope Distributed or maybe have heard of Hope Distributed but don't know a whole lot about it. So whichever one of you would like to start, maybe what is Hope Distributed?
Hope Distributed is a nonprofit here in Harrisonburg, Virginia. We serve as Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. We have a food pantry, a clothing store, and a furniture homes-to-homes store.
And how did Hope Distributed get started, or how long ago was Hope Distributed founded, so to speak?
Back in 2004, Sam Montanez and myself wanted to serve the community and decided to start a food pantry. And on October of 2004, we opened with 12 families.
Thank you, Vicki. And maybe, Jenny, talk a little bit about the new building that Hope Distributed has. I know it was dedicated in the spring, but just how that has helped you guys expand what Hope Distributed's been able to do.
Well, I think the most exciting thing about the new food pantry is that we can offer our clients what we call self-shopping. In the old food pantry, because of the limited space, we would prepack the food boxes and hand those out. Now the clients have the opportunity to basically self-shop. We have shopping carts, and they can go down the aisles that are in the food pantry and pick out the items that suit their need. There are limitations, and they're all recorded there at the food, but I think that's one of the biggest opportunities that we have now. And also that gives us the opportunity to interact with the clients instead of just signing them in and handing them a box of food.
Thank you, Jenny. And Vicki, you mentioned the different things that Hope Distributed offered. If either of you would like to expound on the different areas of Hope Distributed. So Vicki, if you'd like to start off talking about the food pantry, and then Jenny, you can follow up talking about the other things that Hope Distributed offers.
Okay, the food pantry is open on Thursdays, every Thursday, 4 to 6, first, second, and third Saturday, 9 to 11, and the first Thursday of the month, 9:30 to 11:30. And we are here to serve those that need food. They're open once a month, and you're allowed to come in and choose the type of food that you need. All you need to bring with you is an ID and a proof of income. Through the food pantry, we also do a couple other programs. We have one that is Hope for Kids, that we go to the schools and package boxes or send boxes to the schools that would need them so that children will have food when they have a long break, like before Easter or Christmas. This proves to be needy for them, as a lot of children are on free lunches and they need the food during the week. So we know that it's very important for kids to have a lot of nutrition, and that helps them with their studies and helps them get along in school better. So we are very glad that we can help in 14 schools this year. Our other program that we do is Hope on Wheels, where we will go out into a community area and just take our truck with us and just deliver food in that area and go door to door. And that kind of gets the word out about Hope Distributed and what we do so that you're able to come here once a month and feel your needs.
Thank you. And now, Jenny, if you'd like to talk about the other areas of Hope Distributed.
Yes, we have a free clothing store, and that is open the first and second Saturday of the month from 9 to 12. We receive donations from individuals. We take men's, women's, children's, any size, any season clothing, and we give those out to our clients. And I do want to say that everything that we do at Hope Distributed is at no charge to our clients. So that's our clothing store. And you can come to the clothing store once every 3 months and get numerous outfits if we have the items that you're looking for. So that's our free clothing store. If you would like to make donations, we do have a drop-off trailer on the parking lot of HFCN, and you can drop your clothing off there anytime. The other program that we have is called Homes to Homes. And that program, we were asked a few years ago if we accepted furniture, rugs, curtains, kitchen utensils, and we didn't, but we found out there's a need. So that's the Homes to Homes program. One of the reasons it's called Homes to Homes is because if you have large items, we can come to your house and pick those up and take those directly to the family that is in need. So that's pick up at home and take to a home. For donations in that area, you would need to call Hope Distributed, and we would set up an appointment for that.
And what's the number they can call Hope Distributed to arrange something like that?
It's 540-578-3510.
And in addition to that phone number, is there any other way or what's the best way for people to contact Hope Distributed, whether or not they are in need or they know of somebody in need or for any other questions they might have?
Hope Distributed has its own website, so you can go to hopedistributed.org and get more information about our hours and what we do. And, of course, you could always call the phone number, 540-578-3510.
And also, Jenny, you mentioned that all the stuff you guys do is at no charge to your clients. So if people are interested in giving to Hope Distributed, what are some of the needs? I know you mentioned you take donations and you talked about the bin where people can drop it off here, 1871 Boyers Road. Hope Distributed is located next to Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. But what are some other ways or some other needs that Hope Distributed has?
Well, we have groups that do food drives, and we always take food that way. Of course, the clothing, we have groups that may do a winter coat drive. We've had groups that's done underwear drive, which sounds kind of strange, but normally we wouldn't get those donations. And also, if you're cleaning out your closet or if you're getting ready to move and you have some items that you don't want to take with you, such as the household items, those are items that we also receive.
Thank you, Jenny. And now, we mentioned in the beginning a little bit about the new facility that was dedicated in April for Hope Distributed. And Jenny, you mentioned a little bit about the self-shopping, but if either of you would like to expand on the size of the facility and what other things that it helps Hope Distributed as far as helping more people, whether that be food or clothing or what other things that helps with.
Our new food pantry building is three times the size of what we had before. It is 6,000 square feet. And the wonderful thing about that is we owe no debt on that. We fundraised the money as it came along, and we put our energies into just building so that we didn't have a debt. God provided those for us, and it's just been wonderful to see how that has happened. One of the major differences in our building is our ability to store food in the refrigerator and freezer space. We had very small, limited ability there, but now we have two wonderful 20 by 20 freezer and a 20 by 20 refrigerator that is just great and awesome to have there to be able to store food long term. The wonderful thing about this community is the support that they have given us in order to have our building be paid for and debt free. So the things that we are looking for here in the future, besides volunteers for Hope Distributed and the food pantry, would be support for our yearly budget, because obviously with a larger building came a few more expenses and a little larger budget. We only have three part-time employees and have like 100 and some volunteers each month to make Hope Distributed happen and to help those in our community. So any support that we get goes into providing food and the facilities to distribute to the community and those in need.
And so with having 100 volunteers, I'm sure you guys are always in need of more volunteers. And so would the best way for them to call the phone number you gave or also visit the website? Is that another way for them to find out about how they can volunteer or what areas they might be interested in volunteering in?
Yes. And Grayson, we also have, we're a member of the website. It's called Volunteer Match. And if you go on there and look up Hope Distributed, it'll give you the volunteer information also.
Thank you. And you were talking about how the building is paid for, Vicki, but how with having a bigger building, obviously that comes with more expenses as far as operating and food and that kind of stuff. So would you like to talk a little bit more about that and what the needs are still?
Our goal for the year is to reach more businesses that will help support us and more individuals. Our budget for this year and our new facility is around $150,000, which when you look at that and you think that over the year that we're going to give out over 700,000 pounds of food and we're going to serve about 24,000 individuals this year, that's not a lot for what we're able to get out of here. And that is just for the food pantry. We serve quite a few more when we're talking about the clothing store and Homes to Homes also. So I think the funds we get for what we're able to do is pretty amazing. And with our new facility, we would like to grow here in Harrisonburg, Rockingham County. So our goal would be to serve 30% of those in the poverty level for Harrisonburg, Rockingham. That number is 8,000 individuals a month. So within 5 years, I believe we will hit that goal, which is kind of sad. That means there's a lot of people in need. And I know people have the thought that, well, they're just not working or they're homeless or the people you serve, you know, brought it upon themselves. And that is really just not the case. We have found out that a lot of these people are out there working. A lot of single moms are working, but on just one salary, it's very hard to feed your family. Or on a salary that is just minimum wage, it's very hard to pay all your bills, to pay your rent and pay maybe for medication and food. So you have to make a decision. So we are just here to help supplement that a little bit. And we are glad that we have the support of everyone in order to do that.
Thank you, Vicki. You mentioned a lot about kind of the budget for Hope Distributed and how you guys hope to reach out to 8,000 people over the next 5 years, which would be 30% of the population, I believe you said. So maybe if you guys would like to tell some stories about how Hope Distributed has helped people in the community, go ahead, Jenny.
Okay. Well, Recently, we've had two families that their houses have burnt down here in the Rockingham County, and both of those, we were able to open up the clothes closet, and they were able to come in and get quite a few clothes, at least enough clothes that they could get through the situation right then and there. And an interesting thing about that is one of the families, the daughter, she actually got on our website and saw where their clothes closet was only open on the first and second Saturday. And this happened another time during that month. And so she was able to contact a pastor here at HFCN, and they contacted Hope Distributed. And like I said, we just opened up the clothes closet so that they could come in and get clothing. As far as Homes to Homes, I will tell you this. When we first got started, someone called and wanted to know if we had a stove and refrigerator. Well, we know that when people get rid of those items, it's usually because they have quit working because they're expensive items. And so I told the lady that called in, I told her, I said, well, I don't know if we'll ever get those items. I said, but I'll put your name on the waiting list in case we do. And about a month later, I had someone call and they said that they were remodeling their home. And their kitchen, the appliances were in good shape. They just wanted to update them. So at that point, we were able to call this lady and tell her that we did have a stove and refrigerator. So we always say that we don't question those things and that God will provide.
Thank you, Jenny. What about you, Vicki?
Well, some of the stories that we've heard or been involved in One is we had a family that called and needed some beds, and we had just gotten a load of mattresses in from a company near here, and they went out to their home to deliver the mattresses, and I believe it was 9 mattresses that they delivered because they had a lot of children in the home, and the kids just laid on their beds, they said, and were so thankful because they had never had mattresses before, and they all had been sleeping on the floor on pallets. So we are able to meet the needs of a lot of people. We just don't know what is going on behind some doors as we drive by homes. And people, again, they can pay their rent maybe, but they can't afford to furnish their home. So it's great that we are here. In 2017, we were able to give out like 1,560 pieces of large furniture. And we gave out 150-some appliances. And we gave out about 1,800 and some just like decorations and home accents. So we do have items that we have here. And so we're just so glad that we're able to do that.
Thank you, Vicki and Jenny, for those stories. And I think that really gives people an idea for a little taste of what Hope Distributed offers people, more specifically than just the general numbers and stuff. And we talked about this a little bit already, but I think you guys probably would like to expound on the volunteer needs for Hope Distributed.
Yes, Grayson. As far as volunteers, obviously when we're open to the public, so that would be every Thursday from 4 to 6, we do ask our volunteers to get there a half hour early. And depending on the number of clients we have and also the number of volunteers that we have, usually they're there anywhere from a half hour to an hour after closing. So Thursdays for volunteer would be 3:30 to, let's say, 6:30. And then the first, second, and third Saturday from 9 to 11, another time frame there for the volunteers would be 8:30 to about 11:30 or noon. So those are the two main hours that we're opening to the public. And then, of course, the food pantry the first Thursday of the month from 9:30 to 11:30, and again about a half hour before and a half hour afterwards. Also, we have slots where we organize the food that we're going to give out on Thursday and Saturday. So that would be a Wednesday morning slot from 9 to 11. That, of course, that'd be every Wednesday from 9 to 11. And also the first, second, and third Friday from 1 to 3. We also take groups of volunteers, and that may be during that time frame, or it may be something that we could find projects for them to do in the afternoon or evening hours, and those special projects would be set up through me. The free clothing store, we would need volunteers when they're open, and that would be the first and second Saturday from 8:30 to 12, so that would be like 8:30 to 12:30. And we desperately need volunteers to sort and organize the clothing donations that we receive. So the volunteers for the free clothing store and also the volunteers for Homes to Homes, you can go to our website or contact or call us at the same number, and we can set something up there for our volunteers.
I just want to say we couldn't run Hope Distributed without our volunteers. We just can't thank them enough. They're the heart of our organization, and they wouldn't do this if they didn't have a heart for it, and they love the people that they're helping. There is one example that I was not there, but I was told there were volunteers working in the clothing store one day, and it was a cold day, and a woman came in with a couple of her children, and they did not have coats or gloves or shoes. They just had summer clothing on, and she was able to find clothes and shoes and coats for her children, but when she got herself all attired, she had everything she needed, but there were no shoes that fit her. And the volunteer that was there took her shoes off and gave them to her because she knew at home she had more shoes. So that tells you the heart and the spirit of our volunteers, and that goes a long ways here at Hope Distributed.
Thank you, Vicki. And I know we mentioned it at the beginning, but it would probably be good to re-mention the phone number as well as the Hope Distributed website.
Hope Distributed website is hopedistributed.org. We also have a Facebook page where you can friend us, And then the phone number that you can reach us at is 540-578-3510.
Thank you, Vicki. Is there anything else that you guys would like to share that we haven't already talked about that you think is important as far as Hope Distributed?
Grace and Vicki had mentioned how important our volunteers were to Hope Distributed and that we weren't able to do what we do without them. We do have a great partnership with two of the local colleges here in town, JMU and Bridgewater College. And also there's certain groups that are regularly scheduled that come to the food pantry. And also I just wanted to mention, if you're involved in an organization or maybe you attend a church that doesn't have a food pantry, we would love to partner with you in some aspect at Hope Distributed, whether it's a food pantry, free clothing store, or homes to homes. And if you need community service, I know sometimes high school students or even college students need community service before they can pass a class. You can call Hope Distributed, and we'll probably be able to accommodate the students with that also.
Thank you, Jenny. And you guys mentioned a little earlier that you guys have a couple of fundraisers for Hope Distributed throughout the year. So talk about the next couple of fundraisers coming up this year and those dates and a little bit about those.
Yes, we have a couple fundraisers that we do during the year that are the same time frame. We actually have one coming up. It's the first week in December, and it's a concert. And that concert will be held at the Cornerstone Church. We're partnering with them. And we usually have 2 to 3 musical groups that come to that. And also we have one of those in the spring, which we haven't scheduled that one yet for 2019. Another event that we've had the last 3 years is called Hope Fest. That is the last Saturday in April, which is the 27th of next year. And for that sale, we seek donations of antiques, refurbished, primitive items, and then we sell those. So those are the three main fundraisers that we have. And if you're interested in any information on that, you can also call our number.
Thank you, Jenny. And Vicki, is there anything else about Hope Distributed that you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to remind everybody that we are a 501c nonprofit, and we do serve the community. And even though we're located here at HFCN property, we want people to know that we are serving the community and would like the support of the community to make Hope Distributed the best that it can be.
Thank you, Vicki and Jenny, both for joining me today on Front Porch Talks. Thank you both for your work with Hope Distributed, and think that the ministry of Hope Distributed is really great, how it ministers to the community, in particular to those who need it most. I'm just going to close today's program praying for both of you and praying for Hope Distributed, praying for the volunteers as well as those in the community who are in need. Lord, I come before you today and I just pray a blessing over Hope Distributed. I pray a blessing over Vicki as she directs Hope Distributed, and Jenny as she helps administer over the volunteers and the different things there, Lord. And I pray for the many volunteers of Hope Distributed, or those that you may have spoken to during this program about volunteering with Hope Distributed or given to Hope Distributed, Lord. And most of all, I pray for those in the community who may be in need of Hope Distributed, that they would contact Hope Distributed about their different services, Lord, the things that Hope Distributed offers, Lord. And I just pray that those needs in the community will be met, that Hope Distributed can continue to expand and reach their goal of helping 8,000 people in the community over the next 5 years, Lord. I believe that you can do that, and maybe you'll even surprise us, and maybe we can even help more people than that, Lord. But I just pray a blessing over that ministry, Lord, and over Vicki and over Jenny and the other volunteers, and also over those who give to Hope Distributed, Lord. We thank you for those, whether they give of their time or of their money, Lord, or donate clothing items or food or furniture to Hope Distributed. All of that is appreciated, and we thank you, Lord, for how you have blessed our community through Hope Distributed since it was founded in 2004, and we pray that it continues in the years ahead, and we pray for the fundraisers and the different things that go on week to week with Hope Distributed, and we ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you both for joining me today. And
thank you, Grayson.
We're going to conclude today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks with a song from our friend Jim Cole entitled There Is a Hope. And we pray that today's broadcast has been a half hour of hope for your life. Thanks for tuning in. May God bless.
When our lives are in the balance, there is a hope for us. When our hearts seem cold and callous, there is a love. And it's deeper than all the mysteries, and it's greater than our failed histories, and it will prevail. Yes, He remembers us. There is a love. There is a love. There is a love. There is a hope for us. And when our lives are as they should, a love. So through our joys and all our sorrows, with the one who has lived our tomorrows, with His unseen hand to guide and shelter us, there is a love. Joys and all our sorrows, with the one who has lived our tomorrows, with His unseen hand to guide and shelter us, there is a love. There is a love.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.